Broncos finally on the field Friday for the start of the 2015 training camp, joined now by John Elway. John, thanks so much for taking a minute here. We're getting ready to finally see all this off-season work and maneuvers take place on the field. Question for you for the start of camp. You talked about at the end of last season you want to see the urgency and the kicking and screaming that matters. What tells you that that tone is set going forward at the start of camp?
Well, I mean, I think with what we saw in this offseason, the way the coaching staff worked and the emphasis that they put on playing snap to, you know, the snap to whistle and pursuit and getting to the football and playing hard. So, I mean, it's a mentality that's been, you know, taken over by this new staff, which I'm, you know, excited about. Gary's come in and been everything I thought he would be and even more. And I think that, he's just scratching the surface as well as staff. He's hired a tremendous staff. And so, you know, it's exciting. This is, you know, in the personnel department, all our job is done mostly in the off season. So, you know, this is always a good day to get to because now we really get to see what we have.
Emmanuel Sanders said Thursday that camaraderie can at times beat out talent when it comes to trying to win a championship. This locker room right now, the camaraderie that is in this locker room, why is that important? You were in a locker room, of course, heading into camp to keep everyone motivated.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it's like anything. I think everybody's got to have each other's back. And yeah. I think that's why the camaraderie part and is so important in that locker room, and plus the trust that they have in each other. And guys, when they go out on a football field, can trust the guy next to them. And that's a huge part of it. So, you know, we've got a lot of great people, great guys on this team. And, I think the locker room is going to be something that's going to become a strength for us. And hopefully that continues to grow and it grows and we can take that onto the field.
Have you had a chance to talk to Peyton since you've been back, since he's been back in the building? You guys now less than 24 hours away from camp. You talked to him as he's heading in to this, his fourth year with this team, second head coach.
Yeah, you know, I think he's excited about it. I saw him in the training room a couple days ago. He was down there and had a chance to talk to him a little bit. So, I mean, I think he's excited. Obviously, yeah. He's still working as hard as he's ever worked. And, you know, it's been a challenging offseason for him just in the fact that, you know, he's changing an offense again that, even though I think that, you know, they've done a tremendous job of trying to combine Gary and Rico's offense with what Peyton's comfortable doing and get it under the same terminology. And so it's been a good offseason. Now, like I said, it's exciting to get started and we'll put the pads on Monday and see what we have.
Whether it's Joe Ellis or Coach Kubiak or Peyton told me earlier in the week how much it matters to have people, to have fans at camp for players. Why does it matter that much? Does it really get you going? You can feel it. You can hear them.
Well, you
and
know,
how's it going to impact everyone this year?
Well, it brings energy, and I think that's what you're used to. You know, usually when you're practicing, there's no energy out there other than, you know, when it's crowd noise and there's music and that kind of thing. So there's not a lot of energy, and so that's why the exciting part of training camp is have the fans there watching, and because it does make it electric. And when you do have that, you practice better, and guys concentrate more and practice better. So we're thrilled that we're able to have the fans back this year after we got the facility built, and, it's going to be an exciting year.
Does it really make an impact for you, the fact that you will start this season, you announced today, without having someone on the PUP list? That's a pretty big deal.
Really is, you know, and that's just, it's a tribute to Steve Antonopoulos and his staff down there in the training room, and, you know, as hard as they've worked down there, and plus the players have worked tremendously hard to try to get healthy and be ready for the start of training camp. And so obviously we'll have some guys that will be managed that won't be coming out of the gate, 100%, but we'll work them in and go at their own speed.
Yeah, well, we're all going to see it soon enough. Not just those of us here who cover this team, work for this team, but all of you who will visit camp. You have 14 chances to do that during training camp this season. Remember, gates open at 9, parking lots open at 8:30. John Elway will be out there watching this practice too. Thanks so much for watching. For John, I'm Chris.